My apologies for not being here last week. But I'm not going to say sorry to Father Anthony, because he said to me yesterday, will you do the sermon today? So he's got me back. It's an interesting gospel today, and it's familiar to us all. As you see, I've got no notes. But it's about our duty as Christians to service the people, the community that we belong to. The small ways, the little ways, the Sunday morning hug, should I say. In my case, it is a hug. But I love doing it. Hopefully you all accept it with generosity and love. Because that's what it's about. That's what it's all about. That hug, that smile, that little joke to make us laugh. Often in times of sadness, very difficult times, we try and see the best and show the best in all of us. And that is very, very important to all of us. We need that. Human beings need that love, that support, that security in what others offer us. Just with a good morning, good afternoon. Are you well today? Visiting the sick, the elderly, the needy. They're all part of the commissioned job we have been given. Not only to our own community, but to others as well. Maybe they're relatives or friends. Maybe they're someone that doesn't have anyone else. They're on their own. No family. And no family that live near them. So we step up to the mark and give that peace, that love, that support. As it says in the gospel, when you walk into the house, you're bringing peace and love to that person. And they know that, and they expect that love and support. Can you imagine what it'd be like if someone walked into your house and started arguing with you and grumping, and you'd be saying, I don't want them to come here again. So you give them their peace and their love. From Jesus, not from you. Because you are acting as Jesus would have acted. As Jesus asks you to act. To share that little bit of humanity from yourself to them. You don't have to know the Bible inside out. You don't have to be able to preach looking at the words. And that's one of the reasons I haven't got a sermon in front of me. I'm speaking from my heart. Because I've got that inner belief that we all have. Not just people like Father Anthony or a teacher at the school or a deacon. We all have it inside. Yes, some will say, well, I'm too shy. You know, you can overcome shyness in very, very small steps. We keep going on about volunteering. And I'm sure there's a lot of people here who volunteer to do things that will say, I'm shy. You can do it in the background. You can imagine what it's like for Father Anthony when he was first ordained. Myself when I was first ordained. I still remember that first sermon I had to give. And my knees were knocking together. You could hear him on Springbank. But Eucharistic ministers are the same. That first time you go into a house to give communion to someone can be very difficult. And as soon as you come out, you think, I wonder what they thought of me. They don't tell you. But if you go into that house, or any place you go, with peace and love for that person, with a smile on the face, no matter what the weather's like, or the way the children have behaved when you've got them off to school, or the argument you had last night with your husband or your wife, but you go in and give them a big smile, hold their hand, and even maybe say a prayer with them. And I relate a story that happened to me recently in the hospital. I went to see a lady and took her communion, and in the bed opposite was a lady, not a Catholic, and she says, as I was going out, can I have a word? And she was crying. So I went over to her bed and said, yes, not a problem. What can I do for you? She said, I've forgotten how to say the Our Father. And that's why she was crying. Okay. So I sat with her and I said to her, we'll say the Our Father together. So we did. Very simple. And I held her hand. She'd been a C of E, but was going to a Methodist church at the time, but hadn't been able to go for a long, long time. That one gesture of holding someone's hand and just saying that prayer together with them, not at them or for them as such, but together with her, meant that every time I walked on the ward, she wanted me to go and say a prayer with her. So those little gestures you do to people, even if you don't know them, can make a huge difference to a person's life. So the sermon that Father Anthony was going to do today, you've got from me, and I suppose I'll have to do it next week as well. It'll be my turn. So go forth with the Spirit of Christ in all you say and do.